This is Sam Darmacena, and you're listening to CJRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative.
And there's also a very new acceptance of everyone's either unemployment or underemployment status, where the playing field has been leveled, and you no longer have to feel bad about not having a job, because guess what? Nobody has a job.
That's Michelle Nadon, author of Careers AF, which is a comprehensive collection of best practices for strategic career management. I chat with Michelle about her book, how she's finding the pandemic, and she shares some insights for folks that are job hunting or looking to reinvent themselves professionally. Her book came out in March 2019, and she explains that it's meant to essentially replace her in the community.
I do all kinds of, all levels of coaching. Market level, entry level in the marketplace, mid managers trying to get up the ladder, senior managers looking to reposition themselves, and certainly new immigrants. So I have a broad spectrum of coaching that I do, but I don't want to just do one person at a time anymore. I really need to get in front of 5,000 students with this information.
I also asked Michelle what type of read this is.
I used a lot of different visuals because I know that visuals are attractive to the eye, and it's a great sort of coding device as you go through the book. It is very friendly, very user-friendly. If you open any page of this book, it will sound exactly like the conversation you and I are having today.
Michelle writes from her experience working in media and explains that these are best practices that can be applied to any industry. And not only that, but the idea of marketing yourself and getting your message across are important no matter what industry you're in.
My knowledge base happens to reside in the media industries, plural. But don't forget, media is ubiquitous now. And everyone needs to get up to speed with using media and developing portfolios. So I like to think this applies to absolutely everybody who's out there seeking to realize their career goals more strongly and seeking to package and position themselves more strongly within their own industries.
She tells me that the simple act of goal setting is a big part of proactive career moves. Even for herself, she wrote down her goal of finishing her Careers AF book on her birthday in 2018, and it launched a year later.
The thing is, we all have goals, we all have needs, and we all have wants. And they circle around our heads, you know, in an ad hoc manner. They typically just circle around in your short-term memory. And so you never really end up doing anything with them other than just hoping for them or thinking about them or brewing them a little bit. Whereas if you treat yourself on your birthday, I strongly recommend you use your birthday, take the day off your life, please. Sit down, go somewhere really cool, really inspirational, give yourself a treat, and write down a wish list of goals, okay? So it's not even like doing goals as a chore. It's more sitting down and getting, you know, as crazy as you want to get with yourself, and write down an absolute wish list of what you want in life.
Michelle says the idea is that these goals will start to take shape once they get out of your head.
And then once it's written down, just like a bee, a bumblebee, you're going to oscillate towards your goals. But if you don't write them down, they don't move into long-term memory. And therefore, you're not attending to them regularly. And you're just kind of reacting passively to what's happening in your career instead of what I call staging everything and setting it up and being strategic.
She adds that students in post-secondary education aren't really trained to be proactive about their careers and take care of them. So it's no surprise that we're so reactive most of the time, especially since access to support like career service offices ends shortly after graduation. Michelle's life work is about bridging those gaps and offering guidance.
So first of all, socially, we are not schooled to take care of our careers. Yes, it's part of the curriculum when we're in a given educational program. However, that kind of just drops off once the person walks out into the marketplace and they are truly on their own with job search. And that's not fair. I think that alumni services could be drastically improved in a number of areas straight across Canada. I also think that no one is availing themselves of qualitative mentoring programs.
Michelle's been addressing this need through her summer Zoom rooms. With the pandemic, she was concerned about her recent grads and the uncertainty that they would be met with. So she began Zoom rooms in June that allowed like-minded people to connect and learn from her.
I was able to give them direction throughout the summer and support them and serve as an anchor for their careers, be there to answer their questions, encourage them along, facilitate connections, which I'm very good at, because once you have your act together around your career, I'm happy to introduce you to whoever you want to be introduced to. And so the Zoom rooms really turned out to be a highly effective method of delivering coaching. It's free. All people have to do, all I ask in return, is that they pay it forward and share my book, Careers AF, with other people. And it's really turned out brilliantly. So now I have four Zoom rooms. I've got a graduate level. I have a mid-management for people trying to get up the corporate ladder. I have a senior management group who are, you know, a lot different level to deal with. And as I mentioned earlier, a new immigrant group. And each one of those groups has different requirements around their careers.
Michelle tells me that she's starting up these Zoom rooms again in January. And so folks can keep an eye on that if they're interested. We also talk about the fact that many people are job hunting right now. And Michelle has lots of tips to share. In the time of working from home and interviewing from home, she says it's important to update your technology and your internet connection. And other best practices include maintaining consistent branding across resumes, email signatures, things like that. And in today's job market, it's important to have an online presence too, which goes back to our earlier point that everyone is marketing themselves these days. So she says it's important to think about the ways that you can leverage social media platforms for professional growth, and only limiting your online presence to personal and private accounts is essentially a passive career move. To learn more about Michelle and her book Careers AF, visit mediaintelligence.ca. This is Sam Dharmasena, and you've been listening to CJRU 1280 AM in Toronto. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative, a project by the Community Radio Fund of Canada.